This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The state constitution does not recognize hundreds of tribes in Alaska. House Bill 123 would amend state law to officially recognize those tribes that the federal government already does. During an April 1st meeting of the Alaska House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs, committee members held the second hearing on House Bill 123. Vivian Cortias is the chief executive officer of the Association of Village Council Presidents. The nonprofit corporation serves 56 federally recognized tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region. While reading a prepared statement during invited testimony, Cortias talked about communities without drinking water and basic sanitation.
The state does not have to be alone in addressing these issues. Tribes are here to help. However, we can only help if the state recognizes we are here, ready, able, and willing to do so.
Corthia said House Bill 123 could be a turning point for the state and would help Alaska become a leader in tribal-state relations. Gloria Simeon is a member of the Rootsakakamute Traditional Native Council in Bethel. During her public testimony, she says the federal government officially recognized Alaska tribes in the 1990s, and there have been memos and proclamations at the state level since, but no official legal action.
I thought that we were done with this and was looking forward to a summit of leaders, nation to nation, tribal nations to the state, with commissioners of every department working together to tear down barriers and build opportunities to begin this partnership. And I am so in support of this bill being passed because it's so long overdue for us to be working together for our nations and this state.
Jones Hotch Jr. also spoke in favor of HB 123. Hotch serves as vice president of Chilkat Indian Village in Klukwan.
It's ironic that the federal government recognizes our tribe, and it's also something else that for us when we're dealing with the state of Alaska that to sign a waiver at times. This is an historic moment, and which side of it are we all going to be standing on?
After time for testimony was closed, Anchorage Democratic Representative Zach Fields motioned to move House Bill 123 out of committee. The motion passed without objection, and it now moves on to the House State Affairs for consideration. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.